Korean YouTuber who had made public her battle with cancer, uploaded one last video to leave a message before she passed away. The message was, "The problems that can be solved with money are the most trivial. You may face a lot of troubles and concerns, but I hope you will always be optimistic and happy. If you are unhappy, it's only your loss. Don't make yourself unhappy, even for a minute or a second." Those who are getting ready to say goodbye to the world all seem to say similar things. Live in the moment. Don't put off saying, "I love you." We nod and agree whenever we hear such stories, and yet we seem to forget all about them as soon as we turn around. We also forget too often just how precious each and every day given to us really is. It's Friday, the day we've waited for all week, so let's try not to put off anything or concern ourselves with anything. Let's enjoy to the fullest the happiness that this day can bring. I'm Lena Park, and this is One Fine Day. Welcome to One Fine Day with Lena Park. We started today's show with 불꽃놀이, or English title Remember Me, that was Oh My Girl. You know, each and every day is as precious as the last, but we just keep on forgetting this fact. We forget it day after day. Sure, there are going to be lots and lots of Fridays ahead of us. But Friday, the 16th of April 2021, well, we only get one shot at this day and then never again. So, are you making the best of this day? Well, of course, we don't have to do something momentous or memorable to make it a best kind of day. For example, sometimes a day well spent is a day spent getting ready for the next, or just recharging oneself, or even a day spent reminiscing. It makes me wonder, what is your definition of a day not wasted but well spent? Today's One Fine Day has been pre-recorded, which means I won't be able to share your responses on the air right away. But don't let that stop you from dropping a line. And as always, feel free to share your 사연들, stories and anecdotes about anything and everything as well. Nothing's too trivial. Anything goes. You can use the chat board on Kong, right on the various message boards on our website at world.kbs.co.kr. Or leave a comment on our posts on Instagram at KBS One Fine Day and Facebook at facebook.com/EnglishKBS. If you have a Korean phone number, feel free to text us at sharp8150. A regular SMS text will cost 51. A long text or MMS message will cost 100 won per text. In part two of our show, I'll be joined by singer-songwriter Cho Hyung-woo for our Friday segment, Musical Prescription, so be sure to stay tuned. For now, here is Yi Jigeum by IU. We just heard IU with her song, 이 지금. Now, this song has an official English title. It is DLWLRMA, which is gibberish, right? It is simply the Korean title of the song, 이 지금, typed on the QWERTY keyboard set on English, right? And literally, the Korean title translated means this now, or this very moment. Here's a part of the lyrics to the song that is a perfect fit to what I was talking about at the beginning of the show. On this very day, this very moment, we are radiant, beautiful, I know with certainty. And we'll keep a similar theme going a little bit more because the next song I have for you is 그대로도 아름다운 너에게, Beautiful As You Are by 옥상달빛. which, as the title suggests, says you are complete and perfect the way you are right now. After that, let's listen to Owen and his song 오늘, or today. This relatable song asks, why is tonight being so hard on today's me? And then, in the hook of the song, we get some comfort. Owen singing the words, to take it easy. Now, I don't know who needs to hear these songs right now, but here they are. First up, 옥상 달빛, or 옥달 with 그대로도 아름다운 너에게, beautiful as you are. And then, 오늘, today, by Owen. That was Owen with 오늘, today. And before that, we heard 옥상 달빛 with 그대로도 아름다운 너에게, beautiful as you are. And let's move right along to our usual announcement. Send your messages on Kong, comment on our SNS posts, write on any of the message boards on our website at world.kbs.co.kr, or if you're in Korea, send me a text to sharp8150. Do any of these things and you will be automatically entered into our daily prize draw. Prize winners are selected each day after the show, so if you've sent me any feedback, don't forget to check the notice section on our webpage. If you see your screen name or part of your phone number on the list, well, send us your shipping info via email so that we can send you your prize as soon as possible. But please note, some delay is expected, especially with international shipping, due to, of course, COVID restrictions. So thank you for your patience and understanding. The next song I have for you is by 임현정. It is 사랑은 봄비처럼, 이별은 겨울비처럼, love like spring showers, farewell like winter rain. You're listening to One Fine Day with Lena Park on KBS World Radio. Reruns of One Fine Day are aired multiple times throughout the day, and you can catch them on our website or via our mobile apps like Kong and KBS World Radio On Air. Our broadcast timetable is available on our website and on the mobile apps, so take a look. Past episodes of the program are available for streaming in the Listen Again menu on the website and via podcast as well, which means you can listen to us whenever you'd like, wherever you are. All you have to do is look us up wherever you get your podcasts. Please remember, though, the songs we play on the show cannot be included on podcasts due to copyright reasons. Alrighty, I'll be back with today's Parallel Universe after one more song break. Here is 가을 방학, or Autumn Vacation, with their song 곳에 따라 비, rain in some places. And then after that, it's Epic High with 빈차, home is far away, featuring Oh Hyuk. Different, but not entirely. Two different songs from two different parts of the world. It's like they belong to a parallel universe. It's time to listen to a couple of songs that are seemingly nothing alike, but actually somewhat similar in one way or another. Upon closer inspection, one K-pop track and one non-K-pop track, it's parallel universe. Today, we'll listen to two songs that share the title Day by Day. First, we'll listen to the K-pop song Day by Day by the lovely duo As One. As One made their debut in 1999 and was very popular throughout the early 2000s. And just as their group name says, the two vocalists have very similar, sweet, and lovely voices, as if they could really sing as one. Their song Day by Day was released in 1999 as part of their debut album of the same title. In the song, the protagonist says she'll learn to love again, little by little, day by day. And here's a bit more of the words. When I first found out that you were cautiously coming closer, I stayed up many nights, not with joy, but with sighs. It may take a very long time for me to accept someone. Will you understand that I still need more? After being left by someone who had been so precious, I have believed that I could never love again. But for you, who's embracing even my wounds, I will show you a little more day by day. We'll be a little closer tomorrow. All right, taking it slow. The non-K-pop song that we'll listen to is Day by Day by American indie pop duo Fiji Blue. The two members, Trevor Daring and Valentin Fritz, reportedly met at a party while attending the Berklee College of Music. They formed their group in 2019, and they decided that the music they make puts them in a genreless sound that they have self-titled Sad Boy Chill House. I thought that was kind of cute. Their song Day by Day was released as a single in 2019. They sound a little more chill than sad on this love song. Here's a bit of the lyrics. In October, it feels like summertime. I keep falling for you like every night. Then communicating through satellites. It's black and white. I'm all up in the clouds when it's pouring rain. Ain't never coming down unless you call my name. We should take it slow, just like day by day. Like day by day. Aw, sounds like there's a little bit of a kindred spirit ship going on between these two songs, also by two duos. Maybe there are two songs that could be about the same relationship, taking it slow. Well, let's listen. Here's Day by Day by AS1 and Day by Day by Fiji Blue. That was Fiji Blue with Day by Day. Before that, AS1 with Day by Day. Those were the Parallel Universe songs for today. Now, coming up in part two is Musical Prescription with singer-songwriter Choi Hyung-woo, who will join me to prescribe the perfect songs for your stories and 사연들. But for now, I'll wrap up part one of the show. Here is 공일오비 with 이태곤 singing 그 봄의 흔적들. Pieces of the Spring. Welcome to part two of One Fine Day with Lena Park. Our Friday segment, Musical Prescription, is coming up shortly. Singer-songwriter Cho Hyung-woo and I will do our best to select the perfect song for the situations provided by you. But first, let's listen to a couple of songs so Hyung-woo can get settled in here. First up, here's Dear Cloud with Cloud Avenue, followed by John Park and his song, Too Late. What should I listen to today? Is there a song out there that's perfect for this situation? If those are the questions that ail you, you can stop worrying right now. The doctor is in, and I have your musical prescription. Welcome to Musical Prescription, where we figure out the perfect K-pop song that you need based on the stories that you provide us. In the studio with me is my fellow prescriber. It is singer-songwriter Cho Hyung-woo.
Hello.
Hi, Hyung-woo. How are you? Luna. How are you doing?
I'm doing really good this week.
Yeah?
Yes. Just, you know, feels like the time passes really, really quickly.
I know. Yes. Already when you were here last time, we're like, oh, it's spring.
Spring
is in the air. And then already it's sort of spring is... Yeah. Almost over already, right?
It feels like.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the weather
cherry blossoms,
is like...
Yeah. The petals dropped already.
Yeah. And there's like the next flower, I think it's called 철쭉.
Mm-hmm.
So as long as I know, I learned it just these days, recently. And I think the order is like 개나리.
Yeah.
And then it's like 벚꽃.
And then the cherry blossoms.
And then 철쭉 is the last
철쭉
one.
철쭉 is the last one.
Yeah, yeah. And somewhere between there's like 목련, the white.
The magnolias. Uh-huh. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, so we see all the flowers and we see how time flies.
Exactly. It's almost like marking the time.
I think so.
Visually with flowers. Mm-hmm. Maybe how people did it back in the day, right?
Yes.
Before we had, you know, clocks and calendars. Just look the flowers and then you can tell. Pretty nice. Speaking of pretty flowers, you have something very pretty next to you.
Oh, yes.
It's your water bottle.
Thank
that strangely looks just like mine.
Oh, yes.
It's like so pretty.
It's green.
It's beautiful. It looks like a little mojito.
Yeah, it is like a mojito, but it's like water. So it's like a detox water that I made.
So there's some beautiful greens that I see in there. Some mint.
There's
and
like apple mint, limes, slices, and like sliced cucumber too.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
Uh-huh. And there's no sugar at all.
No
this
sugar
is just
at all.
Like the purified water
just
in it.
Just infused water.
Yes.
And did you make that yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's beautiful.
I learned it from my friend of mine. Uh-huh. And it's like it's a bit bitter and like sour at the same time.
Oh,
so
yes.
Like first time you drink it, you don't feel like because you're too used to the like soda, like flavored water.
That's true.
So we all go like, what is this? Yes.
Especially with the lime, it would make it very sour, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, interesting.
But it feels like it's really good.
Yeah. I love all those flavors.
Yes. It feels really good. And because like these days I had too much snacks and like treats. Like
I've been snacking a lot.
Ice cream.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Oh my God. I had it so much. So I thought that maybe it's time to stop a little bit.
Oh, time to detox
time
a little bit.
Yes, detox. I
so,
had like a salad.
Oh, nice. Okay. So you're kind of retraining your palate
kinda.
To not crave anything too extreme, nothing too salty or too.
Or
sweet.
Too sweet.
Yes, right.
Or
exactly.
Too, like, you know, too much MSG. I'm trying to get a little bit.
Sure. Just kind of detox a little bit. Get back to pure foods.
Mm-hmm. Because I feel that my body's kind of, like, heavy. Like,
After eating like that and snacking and eating such rich things,
like
you
heavy,
feel sluggish.
Sluggish.
Yes, and you feel, literally, you feel heavier.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's true. So, oh, that's good. Good, good luck on
I
your
really
detox.
I really recommend everybody.
Yes, I love that.
Good.
I used to get the, you know how they sell the dried fruits? To infuse your water. I have a bunch of those too.
Oh,
it's kind of nice. A lot of herbs
really
in there, some
yes.
rosemary
yes.
and grapefruit. Yeah, and so when the weather gets warmer, I think I'll be using those a lot more.
Yes.
But I actually like your idea better.
It's really good.
Making
now.
It fresh.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's really, really good.
With whatever you have on hand.
Yeah. It feels like it's cooling down your body.
Yeah.
I think that's why our ancestors used cucumber in summer food.
Right.
Like bibimmyeon, there was like...
Exactly.
냉면, there was like cucumber. Like,
yes, always as a topping.
As a topping.
Yeah, it's supposed to cool down your body.
And
so it'll definitely do that. And I think it's a great way to detox.
Yes.
Yes, and then kind of retraining your palate.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good idea.
I'm having those like a slow life. Like yesterday I was making a curry for like 2 or 3 hours.
Yeah.
I was like, you know, caramelizing onion for like hours. Like,
oh my God.
More than
I
an
actually,
hour.
I saw, finally saw now that I'm joined your Instagram feed. I saw for the first time your kind of your cooking feed.
Yes.
You do things very prettily.
Oh, I'm crying.
Everything, the presentation
and
everything is just really pretty.
Years ago, there was like feed of our, you know, like last year. No, I think it's like
2 years ago.
Party. 2 years ago.
2 years ago, yes.
The lasagna and
The
beef
lasagna that you made.
Thing.
The beef bourguignon.
It's also there.
Yeah. I love it. I loved your presentation, your video. It kind of inspired me. Oh, maybe I should try taking a video like that. But your setup is so pretty, right?
Oh,
and,
no,
you know,
I'm just trying.
Even your utensils and everything. Everything was just so visually very pleasing. And it looked delicious.
It really is my hobby.
Absolutely,
like, it feels really
I loved
good.
It. I really enjoyed
Thank
it.
Thank you.
Yeah, listeners, definitely check out Hyungwoo's Instagram. You'll get hungry. All right. Well, now that we're caught up with Hyungwoo, we're going to move on to what kind of... move on to our stories. yes. for today from two listeners. Now, our first listener has a really fun ID, a very, very common phrase for Koreans. Actually, I'm not very familiar with this. I'll ask you later to explain it to me. But our first story, obviously, we're going to give away the theme, comes from listener Palanggui.
Yes. Would you like
Did I pronounce that right?
Yeah, Palanggui. Okay. It's like the ear is like palang-palang.
Palang-palang?
Yeah.
Like flimsy?
Like,
very flimsy?
Yeah,
okay. It's really funny.
So, would you like to, Nuna?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, please.
Okay, so Palanggui writes, 안녕하세요. I am quite gullible and rather easily convinced. I have a hard time hanging up on telemarketers. And they even pique my interest sometimes. I've bought so many useless stuff from the home shopping channels.
Mm-hmm.
Once, someone said in passing, you'd look good with short hair, and as if spellbound, I went to the hair salon and chopped my hair off, even though I had painstakingly grown it for years. And just yesterday, I went to the department store to buy some clothes, and there was a shop assistant who kept saying things like, OMG, you look so pretty in that, and wow, that top was so made for you. I believed everything she said and ended up buying bags of clothes. But when I tried them on again at home, none of them looked any good. I thought about taking them back for a refund, but with my personality, I know that I'll just end up with more clothes that won't look good on me, so I've just decided to keep the clothes. So now I have a bunch of clothes that I know I won't wear hanging in my closet, and I feel so pathetic and stupid. Why am I so gullible? Can you prescribe any songs for me that would help me be stronger and make my ears thicker? Oh, what an unfortunate story here.
It happens a lot.
It does.
Yeah, to everybody
now,
else.
Now, Palanggui, you said is flimsy ears. There's a Korean expression where we say 귀가 얇다.
You have like thin ears.
Okay, Palanggui, like flimsy ears. And then what does that exactly mean?
So it's like you are very easily convinced. Palanggui, like someone says something like, you look good with the short hair, and you go like,
oh, I do.
Oh, I do. Oh, maybe. I do. And your ears like,
yeah, your ears are all like flimsy.
Yes.
And so
your ear does not filter what everybody else says.
Okay, like, that's a good way to put it.
And you go somewhere else and someone goes like, maybe you should dye your hair. You look really good. And you go like,
Maybe I should.
Yeah. And you go like that, this way, that way. And like,
would you consider, do you have 얇은 귀?
I used to be. Oh, I used to be serious.
Yeah.
I used to be like, oh my God, I was like nearly like some Dumbo the elephant.
Huge, flimsy ears.
I was like, oh my God.
But you're not so much now.
I'm not like
you're
that
finding
anymore.
A balance.
I'm finding a balance.
I used to. Oh, I'm still kind of. I have to a certain extent a 얇은 귀, right? Hey, what do you think? Oh, you think that? You think that? You think that? But at the end of the day, the actual decision, I think, always does come down to me.
Yes.
But I do consider a lot of opinions. I like to hear a lot of opinions.
Yeah, me too.
And I think I used to be sort of get swayed a lot, you know, when I go to the department store to buy clothes. Same thing happened to me where I come home and I'm like, how did she convince me that it looked good? It doesn't look good at all. That's happened
that's
a couple times.
That's what they
do. That's their job.
It's their job. So
yeah, absolutely.
They must be good at it.
So, I guess for Palanggui, there's a big difference between being open-minded and learning to take suggestions.
Yes.
And then just
It's good to listen to
It's good
other
to listen,
people.
But then there is also a limit.
Yeah.
There is a point where you have to actually come to your own decision, right?
Because you have to have you in you. So
exactly. And then something that you said, I think, is a really good tip for Palanggui. When you go to the store to buy clothes,
yes,
you can't completely believe that every employee is looking out for your best interest. Their job is to get you to buy as many things as possible.
To make you feel like, you
know, that they can make money.
That they can make money.
That's their job.
Yes, to open your wallet.
Exactly, open your wallet. And so sometimes I think maybe in life situations, you have to take that into account. Okay, well, this person has their own motivation. So I should... Now, this is a phrase in English that I use a lot. Take things with a grain of salt.
Oh.
Which means, you know, just listen and go, okay, I see what you're saying, but I need to come to my own decision. I'm not going to believe you 100%.
Yeah, I do that. I try to do that.
And it's not being cynical. It's just being realistic, right?
No one's going to blame you for that.
Sure.
Yeah.
Exactly. No. Absolutely not.
Because, you know, you have to make your own decision.
Absolutely. So, like, now that, we know, we've found a kind of a balance.
Yeah.
Then we say our ears get thicker.
I am, like...
Are you in the middle?
I ask so many people. I think I'm worse, kind of. Like, I ask so many people about the idea.
Yeah.
Do you think I should buy it? I think buy this or that.
Oh, I do that too.
And my friend goes like, you shouldn't buy this because this is like too expensive.
Sure.
And I go like, but this is like, you know, it could worth it because, you know, the price is supposed to mean that it has like a good
quality.
And maybe you could, because it has like a better brand, so you can sell it to the used market if I don't like it after that, like something like that. And all my friend goes like, okay, you're doing that again. So just...
Do what you want.
Maybe because you want it. You've got the answer right now.
Absolutely. Like, in your case, you're looking for other opinions to get like a devil's advocate, an opposite point of view. And then you listen to that, but then you realize that I don't care about these opinions because I know what I really want.
Yeah, somehow I make up my mind.
Exactly, exactly. Asking, that's me too. I hear lots of opinions. Yay, nay, yes, no, yes, no. And at the end of the day, I go... Oh, but now that I know that I really want this, even people who said no, it can't convince me. So I guess that's what Palanggi has to learn.
Yeah,
this sort of a fine balance between being open-minded. You don't want to be too stubborn.
But this
is kind of an extreme situation. She went to the department store and that's not cheap.
That's not cheap. You know, that's expensive.
You went to an expensive place and you probably spent a lot of money and actually came home regretting it. And I don't think that's fair.
And then
I think this is a big wake-up call time.
Yeah. That is so painful.
I
just imagined it, and that's so painful. The
feeling of clothes.
Of making bad decisions to spend money is like the most horrific experience.
Yeah, so Palanggi is not feeling that great either.
I understand.
And is feeling quite gullible. So I think the first step is already you've accomplished it. You acknowledge, okay, you know what? I'm too gullible. I listen too much to other people's opinions.
Yes.
That's step one. Now step two... What is your opinion? And one very easy thing to do is when you go to the store and you try on some clothes, never buy them. Go home, think about it for one day.
Oh, that's a good idea.
That's my rule.
And
if I'm still thinking about it, I'll go back and buy it if I want it badly enough. But about 8 times out of 10, I forget about it.
Ah, I see.
And then I forget why I even wanted it. And then I don't buy it.
I see.
So that's my rule.
Oh, that, I think I have been thinking just now. I think that's kind of what I do too.
Yeah.
Because I shop for a long time.
Yeah.
Like, you know, 2 hours or something.
Sure, sure.
I go to visit every places that I want to go.
You compare.
I compare. Try everything.
Yeah.
Then I have like a cup of coffee or something.
Yeah.
Then I think about it. What should I buy? And if I keep thinking about... The one that I want, I just go and grab it.
Exactly.
That's what I do too.
So I think Palanggi is also having a problem with sort of being patient. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, if you took years to grow your hair, then why did you run to the salon right away to cut all your hair off when somebody said it to cut your hair? You think it'd look good short? Go home. Think about it. Look up short hairstyles on the internet. Look at the images and kind of imagine and then sleep on it. And then the next morning, see how you feel. You know, it's just those are small habits that I think Palanggi has to start incorporating so that she doesn't find herself in this very sad, unfortunate yeah. situation with this clothes.
Then he or she mm-hmm. won't regret later. Exactly. If we think through
Absolutely.
For a longer time.
Exactly.
Hmm.
So hopefully that will help. And more importantly, Palanggi wants some songs to help yeah. him or her be stronger mm-hmm. or make her ears thicker.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. So, as we say in Korean.
Yes.
What kind of song did you come up with for Palanggi?
As I was reading the Palanggi's story,
yeah.
I thought of this one celebrity in
yes.
Korea.
Uh-huh.
And her name is Jessie.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
she's the opposite of Palanggi.
She's like opposite of Palanggi. Yes. She's going to go like, no, this is not going to look good on me.
Exactly.
Like, I won't buy it. I don't want it. Because I, you know,
like,
this is what I
think
want.
You'd look better with your hair short. Shut up.
No, like, I like it right now.
No, like, I like it like this.
I'll cut my hair when I want it. She's going to go like that. I would,
yeah.
And I thought
yeah.
that... I
she
was
has
thinking
a strong
about,
image.
Yes, mm-hmm. I was thinking about the reason why she's so charming, you know, why everybody loves her.
Right.
I think it's because, you know, our culture
yes.
kind of interrupt us from saying what we want,
exactly.
what we truly want, because
exactly.
we want to be really, really polite.
Right.
Yeah. And
but Jessie has no filter.
Yeah, no filter.
Just,
like.
It just comes out right away.
Mm-hmm.
And she's extremely honest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
yeah I think
it's refreshing.
That's very refreshing.
Yes.
And 시원해, like,
yes.
통쾌해, like,
Absolutely.
I think that's why. She's going to just say right away. Like,
that would
no,
be fantastic.
I'm going to say what I want.
Yeah.
Something like
if
that.
If Palanggi could listen to a song by Jessie, then... Maybe she can kind of
it may be helpful
get some energy or mm. be inspired mm. by Jessie's character.
Mm-hmm. So I was thinking about Jessie's mm-hmm. like songs, like
yeah.
music,
mm-hmm.
and I found out this song, and it's just perfect
yeah.
because this is a song by 환불 원정대, Refund Sisters.
Awesome. Yes.
The song is called Don't Touch Me.
Yes, and Refund Sisters, maybe a nice big kind of mm-hmm. hint for Palanggi.
Yeah.
If you didn't remove those tags,
mm-hmm.
Go get your refund. Why'd you hang it in your closet? No. Yeah,
yeah.
Definitely don't.
I sometimes keep something for a month or
yeah.
so.
Yeah.
Yeah, when the brand allows.
Yes.
Then I go, when I go there, I get a refund sometimes. Like,
sure, absolutely.
They don't get offended
no.
by it.
No, of course
yeah.
not. It happens all the
yeah,
time.
Yeah, they are really happy to see you again. They were maybe.
Why?
Like,
why would they offer the ability to get a refund in the first place,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
right? If you can't take advantage of it.
Yeah.
And if you can't get a refund, then at least, you know, go sell it on...
sell it on your
or give it away to charity.
Give it away to charity.
Get
to
it out
friend.
Of your closet because it'll just make you feel bad.
Yeah.
You're not going to wear it.
Mm-hmm.
But 환불 원정대 is perfect because they're the refund sisters.
So.
They're reminding you
yeah.
to take power.
Mm-hmm. It's like a collaboration group
it's
with 화사 of Mamamoo, Jessie, mm-hmm. 이효리 선배님, and
엄정화 선배님.
You know, they are like the icon
of 센 언니들.
센 언니들. Saying what you want. Just...
Taking back the power.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
absolutely.
Don't be swayed by other people.
Exactly.
This is what they are saying.
Exactly, yes.
And I literally have like a refund friend, like 환불 원정대 friend.
Yes.
You know, who I can accompany with. To
Fantastic.
A shopping.
Yeah. Maybe Palanggi can find a 환불 원정대
friend
to help with this
yeah.
situation too.
Yeah.
So you brought in 환불 원정대 song,
mm-hmm.
their single.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So this is called Don't Touch Me.
I love it.
And the atmosphere, you know, the mood of
it's
the
perfect.
Song, is, I think it's perfect
think
for
so
Palanggi. So.
Absolutely so.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Nuna?
Well, I was just trying to find a song that talked about doing things my way.
Mm.
And this is kind of nice because I found a song that's very recent because it was on the high school rapping audition competition program. So it's a very young, fresh, new voice.
Fresh, trendy.
Yes, young artist named Choi Jin-ho goes by Blue Whale also.
Mm.
And he... actually had a song that was 내 맘대로, literally titled
My Way.
Mm. And I looked it up and I was listening to it, and it's just, you know, very energetic
mm-hmm.
and kind of upbeat.
Very young energy.
And
mm-hmm.
it's exactly talking about, you know, I'm going to do things my way. I'm not going to let other people tell me what to do. I'm just going to do it the way I want to do it. And, you know, young high school rapping generation,
mm-hmm.
their confidence is off the charts.
Oh,
so I thought that
yeah.
that confident energy can
mm-hmm.
kind of rub off on Palanggi.
Oh.
And also, on another end, Now, he's such a fast rapper. Mm-hmm. I personally have trouble kind of following and understanding what he's saying.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if Pelanggui listens to a lot of rap.
Mm.
But I thought maybe if you, you know, put your earphones on and listen to this song, the rap is so, it's so fast that you'll be focusing on the lyrics so much that maybe your ears will be thicker and you can't hear anything else to influence you in a bad way. I don't know. That might be kind of fun.
And so, it's like a featuring by Kiriboy and Punchinello, who are very, icons too.
More, you know, confident people to kind of be inspired by, draw energy from. So we've got kind of like two very different feels for our prescriptions. So I think that's good, giving Pelanggui
really
a nice variety.
Yes.
But they're all strong, confident artists.
Yes.
And they're singing to give you confidence.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
That's
okay,
good.
Let's take a listen.
Yes.
First, we'll listen to Choi Jin-or Blue Whale with 내 맘대로, My Way, featuring Kiriboy and Punchinello. Then it is 환불 원정대 Refund Sisters with Don't Touch Me. You are listening to One Fine Day's Friday segment, Musical Prescription, and I am in the studio with singer-songwriter Cho Hyung-woo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Suddenly, it feels like you you become very confident about everything.
I suddenly am so confident.
Uh-huh.
Listeners, you are listening to Musical Don't Touch Me.
Don't touch me. I'm going to go and refund
this. This is the power of music, right?
I think it's
even infusing us with energy here in the studio, right?
I really hope that Pelanggui can find a better balance.
Yeah, it definitely sounds like maybe this is the situation that might inspire Pelanggui to finally kind of fix this problem.
You're not offending anybody else.
No,
you're just saying what you want.
Afraid.
Don't be afraid too
just
much.
Just to, you know, go with what your heart tells you.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yes.
We're going to move on to our second story of the day. The second story comes from 34 Werf.
Werf. And,
W-E-R-F. 34
and
Werf.
Can I take this story?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
thank
it's
you.
Very interesting.
All right.
Oh, it's something that I am really interested in.
Me
okay,
too.
Yes.
Yes.
34 Werf writes that, what kind of coffee do you like?
Yum, yum, yum.
Yum. Most people around me, 9 out of 10, seem to like Americano.
Mm.
But I still don't find Americanos very enjoyable.
Mm.
It's just bitter. Like really bitter. Like 쓰기만.
Yes.
Only like.
So.
My favorite coffee is the so-called mixed coffee.
Oh.
And I don't understand why anyone would drink the bitter black water when they could have the sweet and smooth mixed coffee.
Oh.
Mm. Mm. But still, sometimes I find myself wanting to just sit with an Americano for the 분위기, for the atmosphere.
분위기 of it.
Mm-hmm. The feel of it. Mm. And let's face it, mixed coffee is very fattening.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking of cutting down on the mixed coffee and getting a little more familiar with Americanos.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think if I keep drinking the bitter black water that I would one day learn the true charm of the aroma and the flavor of Americanos?
Mm.
Can you suggest for me any songs that are perfect for Americanos that would perhaps help me like it faster? Thank you.
Something that would help you like it faster. Well, first of all, let's get this out of the way. What kind of coffee do you like?
I think I like Americano. Iced cold coffee.
Black coffee.
Black coffee.
Yes, me too. I absolutely, I don't drink anything but black coffee.
I just love it. I almost can't live without it.
I gotta have my coffee.
Mm-hmm.
I love coffee. I would drink it all day it didn't have caffeine. Back when I was younger, I could drink it until midnight and still go to sleep. But these days, because I've cut down a lot, I don't want to drink it too late in the day because it does start to mess up my sleep a little bit. Right?
Yes.
But that said, I can't live without coffee.
Yeah.
I just love it. I love
me
the
too.
Taste of American black coffee.
Mm-hmm. I love it too much. I almost consulted 정연 누나.
Yes.
That I drink it too much, so I get a, like, a, I think I got a dehydration, like, because, you
That's
know,
right, you're drinking too much coffee instead of hydrating.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
That's why I'm drinking something like
detox
this.
Detox water.
Detox water. Like, you know, I didn't drink any coffee today.
Yes.
I think. No, I did, actually. This
See,
is me, so.
It's just part of our fabric of our lives.
Yes.
Absolutely. Mm. So, got that out of the way. So, 34 Wharf, you're going to get some advice from people who actually love black coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And so, just take that into consideration. Now, mixed coffee, sure, it tastes like dessert.
It tastes good.
Of course. I drank hundreds of little paper cups of mixed coffee in my lifetime.
Yeah,
I mean, especially
I think so.
Rehearsing for concerts late at night, just one shot after the other shot. And then when it's cold, you know, in the rehearsal studio.
It feels good.
I drink a lot.
Yeah.
But man, that stuff is bad for you.
That's bad.
It really,
for you.
If you had to cut one thing out of your diet, I think definitely please cut coffee mixes out of your diet. It's so bad for you.
I agree with
that. It's like, just think of every little 종이 cup or paper cup of mixed coffee you have. Think like you're eating a piece of cake.
Yeah, almost like. Because there's like that much of sugar.
There's that much sugar, that much fat.
That much
it's
fat.
Just bad for you. And the caffeine is way too strong. There's nothing really natural about it.
Yeah. That's why.
Right?
I just can't drink mixed coffee. It's too sweet for me. It just, it just
it messes
you know,
up my stomach.
Yeah,
my
me
digestion.
Too. And it takes away my appetite.
Takes away your appetite.
It's kind of...
Yeah. It's not worth it. But when you once you stop, you won't go back. And now that said... I don't think for the 분위기 or atmosphere of it, you necessarily have to drink black coffee or Americanos.
No,
because
you don't have to.
There's plenty of wonderful coffee drinks out there that are espresso-based.
Mm-hmm.
Americano is just espresso diluted with water.
Yes.
Let's face
basically,
it.
Basically, yeah.
Right?
And the Italians are very confident with their coffee culture, and they don't really like it.
Oh, they don't like diluting espresso, so they kind of...
They really don't.
...poo-poo Americanos, right? So if you go to a real coffee culture, there's places that doesn't even acknowledge Americanos. They're like, how can you drink
that? They don't even... When I went to London, there was like a small cafe run by Italian 아저씨들. And I asked for the iced coffee, like iced Americano, and they literally could not understand what I am talking
about. What are you talking about? What are you doing? Are you speaking Korean to us? We don't understand you.
So I was saying that, you know, iced coffee,
yes.
And they literally gave me a cup of espresso.
And a cup of ice.
Yeah, glass of ice.
When I was in Italy,
iced
coffee, they give you espresso and a cup of ice.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
you ruin it yourself.
Yeah.
We cannot ruin it.
They just don't, can't take it.
Absolutely. So 34 Wharf, pressure is off. If you don't like the bitter taste of black coffee, then you just don't like the bitter taste of hot coffee. You don't have to, you know, go cold turkey and go to strong black coffee. There's some wonderful espresso-based coffee things out there.
Yes.
You can do a dollop of, you know, cream in your espresso.
Yeah, there's like caramel
macchiatos.
Mocha.
Yeah, with the foam.
Cafe ole,
right?
Something like that.
And if you like sweet stuff and you want mixed coffee kind of feeling, you can just take your black coffee or your Americano and then maybe put in better alternatives. Put in real milk or almond milk, oat milk to
like
make it creamy.
Or like some better syrup.
And some syrup. Sugar, sugar-free syrup, agave syrup. These are great sugar alternatives. Or at the end of the day, just a little bit of real sugar or even honey.
Yeah.
Right? And it'll be still so much healthier for you than coffee mixes and... You can still enjoy the taste of the espresso, the Americano, the black coffee.
And the thing is that it is so good. Like recently, my friend gave me a coffee grinder.
Yeah.
So I grind the coffee bean by myself use a mocha
pod. The
whole bean.
Yes.
Yeah, and the flavor and the smell of it is just crazy. It's
so
just
delicious, right?
So delicious. And I was thinking about just looking at my detox water. It has no taste, but it just has like a flavor.
Yeah.
Only like a
aroma.
Yeah. It has like a hang only.
Yes.
So I'm thinking that maybe 34 Wharf is concentrating too much on the taste of it.
And not the aroma.
Not the aroma, but it's actually with the aroma.
It's true.
And mixed coffee just doesn't have aroma.
No, no. It's just sugary.
It's like sugary. It's, yeah, just, it's full of taste.
Yes.
Full of, you know, sweetness.
Yes,
but
exactly.
It's actually all about the aroma.
The aroma. So. It is. It's a multi-sensory experience.
Yeah.
And so, if Americanos are too strong and bitter for you, I would suggest maybe starting with some flavored coffee, hazelnut flavored coffee.
Yeah, there are so many.
Blue Mountain or vanilla flavored coffee, where it has the aroma.
Yeah.
And it's also much lighter.
Oh,
it's not as strong
lighter.
As espresso. Mm-hmm. And then don't go for espresso drinks. Maybe do hand drip or something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Start really slow. There's lots of beautiful, wonderful things in
there
the coffee
so
culture.
Many recipes.
You don't have to obsess about Americanos.
Mm, you don't have to.
And you don't have to force yourself to drink something you don't like.
You don't have
it's
to.
It's all about enjoying.
Yeah.
And what kind of song can you help encourage 34 Worf for in his or her quest for finding good coffee taste?
So what Jeongyeon Nuna just mentioned is kind of related with my prescription.
Ah, yes.
I would recommend 34 Worf to start with something like, you know, cafe latte or caramel macchiato.
Delicious. Caramel macchiato.
Yeah, it's like weak but soft.
Yes, exactly.
And it has like a good aroma.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
With
so,
good ingredients.
Yeah, with good, better ingredients.
Better ingredients.
Yeah, so I came up with this song. It actually tastes like, it almost like sound like some really, really good warm coffee.
Yeah.
And the song is called 커피를 마시고 by Urban Jakarta.
This is a listener favorite.
Yes.
It's a great pick.
It's just, if you don't understand what, you know, the charm of aroma and the flavor, I think this song just, it just describes it somehow, I think.
I think so.
Yeah.
And the lyrics, too.
Mm-hmm. Maybe, you know, if you like the song, if you want to know more about the coffee, then try slowly. And the English title of the song is Cafe Latte, so it must be, it must work really good.
Yeah, if you go to Italy and order an Americano, they won't understand you, but you can order a cafe latte and they'll understand you.
They'll understand you.
Well, so there's tons of coffee songs out there, and I couldn't pick. I think, Hyungwoo, you picked a really good coffee song. So I decided to go a different direction. One time when I was on a TV show with my good friend Gummy, the singer Gummy, somebody said, they compared our voices, and they said, well, if Lena's voice is like a latte, then Gummy's voice is like a black espresso, a double espresso.
That's like a really good comparison.
Right, like, 진한 espresso 같은 목소리. And I don't know why, but that just came to my mind.
Yeah,
and I was like, she should just listen, he or she should listen to somebody who really does kind of put you in the mood for it's good cafe music, but then also a voice that gets you in the mood for something gritty and deep and
very
strong,
thick, like,
and 진하다. Yes, exactly. So my songs are all out.
Your song, like, I think it's like a very good metaphor, like Jeongyeon Nuna's song, like latte,
like lattes,
latte.
Right? And so out of the many, many, many wonderful songs Gummy has, I went back to just one of my favorites from her early favorites and found this fantastic unplugged version from her Unplugged album. And it is, of course, her hit, 어른아이.
Ooh,
right?
Yeah,
Adult Child.
Too.
Yeah. And this is a live unplugged version, which is fantastic because she actually is talking, and it was recorded live, and you can hear her. You can hear her personality as she's talking to the audience before she gets ready for the song. And it's just her, uncensored. And it made me think of black coffee. Now, if you're drinking an Americano, you have to drink a good Americano because it's coffee uncensored. There's nothing to cover the taste of the coffee. No milk,
you
no sugar.
You don't want to ruin it.
Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, maybe listening to Gummy, uncensored, unplugged, and raw.
Oh, that's really good.
Singing live, 어른아이. Maybe it'll kind of make you feel a little adventurous, right? And try out the suggestions that we
I love the idea.
Gave you for coffee options, right? Yeah.
Wow, that's very interesting.
Yeah. It took a long time to get there, but that's why I picked Gummy's Odonai.
I think that's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's see if we suddenly start craving coffee after these prescriptions.
Yes.
First, we'll listen to Hyungwoo's prescription. It's Urban Zakapa with 커피를 마시고 or cafe latte. And then we'll listen to Gummy with Odonai, Adult Child, the unplugged version. 괜찮아, 네가 없는 나도 괜찮아. 가끔씩 생각나는 날도 괜찮아. 사실은 아직도 That was Gummy with her unplugged version of Oreun Ai, Adult wow. Child. Fantastic album if you're a Gummy fan. All her hits. It's a 2006 album, an unplugged album.
I see.
Yes. And then before that, Urban Zacapa with their super smooth 커피를 마시고.
It's kind of different.
Latte.
Very smooth cafe latte.
Yes.
Then like
to a very strong black coffee.
Espresso, black
espresso,
coffee.
Espresso, doppio.
Yeah, almost like a drop of whiskey can be added to it. Like, you know, like.
Absolutely.
That's like a recipe too. Was like,
oh,
like,
yes, Irish coffee.
Yeah, Irish
yum,
coffee.
Yum.
Oh, my God. I
little
want it.
Bailey's.
Oh, yes. Yum, yum. I want.
Ooh, that sounds good. Mm. All right. So many wonderful ways you can enjoy coffee.
Yes.
You don't have to just get that Americano like everybody else.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Don't be palangri.
Don't be.
You know, don't listen to other people ordering it, but order what you want to order.
Maybe try some good coffee. Then you understand it. Oh, that's why people
There's
like
There's such
it.
A difference. Absolutely. Yeah. And you can find smooth varieties. Mm. Lots of different varieties out there. Good luck.
I was kind of passionate because of the coffee conversation that we had. Thanks to 34 World.
Me too.
It was interesting.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Mm.
Thank you so much for your prescriptions this week.
Thank you, Duna.
I think we had a lot of fun with our stories.
Yeah.
We really hope we helped our listeners.
I literally did. Yeah.
Yeah.
I really hope that we helped our listeners today as well.
And I hope you have a good weekend.
Yeah. It seems like it's some... becoming like cold
a little
and
chilly.
Like chilly and warm, and it's really easy to be caught with the cold.
Yeah.
So everybody be careful.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll meet you guys next week.
Thank you so much.
Thank
Hyung-woo.
You.
All right, taking Hyung-woo out, here's Jeong-yeop with his song 봄날 or Spring Days. That was Jeong-yeop in his song 봄날 or Spring Days, bringing us to the end of today's One Fine Day. Well, I will hope to see you back here on Monday, but for now, let me say goodbye with Big Baby Driver in her song, Spring I Love You Best. Too true, is it not? Thanks once more for tuning in and have a wonderful weekend. See you next week.